with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A horrific knife attack inside an Oregon homeless shelter has left a dozen people injured.
Police were called to the men's shelter at the Union Gospel Mission to find victims suffering various types of stab injuries. The mission's executive director, Craig Smith, says the suspect was new to the mission, had spent Saturday night there, and was about to check in for a second night when something set him off. Bobby Epperly was there. He told the Salem Statesman Journal he was on the second floor when he saw the man outside holding a knife and screaming at traffic. When he came downstairs, he saw blood everywhere. Director Smith says the man had a knife in a bag that he was about to have to hand over to the staff, and that the check-in desk person was among those injured. I'm Jennifer King.
The House Homeland Security Committee reacts to the attack in Colorado on Sunday. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
House Committee on Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green of Tennessee released a statement Sunday after the Department of Homeland Security and Federal Bureau of Investigation announced that the law enforcement agencies are investigating a, quote, targeted terrorist attack in Boulder, Colorado, against participants in an event calling for the release of hostages in Gaza. Chairman Green said, quote, the House Homeland Security Committee is in close contact with DHS and the FBI regarding the heinous anti-Semitic terrorist attack that occurred in Colorado. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Surprised today over Ukraine's attack on Russia today. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked if President Trump would meet with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts in a bid to find peace.
The president has said he's open to it if it comes to that, but he wants both of these leaders and both sides to sit down at the table together. And we saw them do that at the urging of President Trump today. But as for how the president feels about those talks and what took place there, I'll let him speak on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points, the NASDAQ rose 128. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to pornography.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in the U.S. say transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds most LGBT adults believe there's a great deal or fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for transgender and so-called non-binary Americans. This is SRN News. A split Supreme Court declines to hear a challenge to state bans on assault weapons and semi-automatic rifles.
These weapons are popular among gun owners and have also been used in multiple mass shootings. The justices turned down a case against a decades-old Maryland law similar to those in several other states. The decision comes 3 years after the High Court handed down a landmark ruling that expanded Second Amendment rights. Gun advocates and attorneys for Maryland disagree over whether the AR-15 and similar weapons are protected by the Second Amendment. John Scott reporting.
Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he'll ask Parliament to hold a vote of confidence in his coalition government after his ally lost a presidential runoff. The results of the weekend election leave Tusk politically weakened. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.